Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, what the hell is this? We got to talk about this viral moment of Donald Trump not flipping a coin, not even really tossing a coin, but sloppily throwing the coin halfway across the field as the entire Army-Navy stadium watches on and the entire world makes fun of him with this video after the fact. I mean, this video is all over my feed. Even some Republicans that I follow are like, what the hell was that toss? Any normal apolitical person watching definitely knows this toss was weird, but I want to go through the day of Donald Trump yesterday because it was quite a long and stressful one for most Americans. Early on in the morning, we learned that two U.S. service members were killed in Syria in an ISIS attack. Donald Trump announced a swift retaliation, but not long after, another tragedy popped up after a shooting at Brown University happened. Donald Trump issued a statement saying that the suspect was immediately caught, but then had to retract that statement because he was wrong, just tweeting out disinformation about a shooting in real time. He then posted, about 20 minutes after, the Brown University police reversed their previous statement. The suspect is not in custody. This was actually Donald Trump reversing his statement, and this caused a little bit of chaos. Donald Trump then continued to post more and more memes and photos, and Harry Sisson points out the Brown University shooter is still at large. And Donald Trump is posting portraits of himself on social media. I'm so effing sick of this guy and the lack of leadership. And then Mayor Smiley had to come out and clarify that there is a lot of disinformation going on online that is being spread by large accounts. I wonder what large accounts spreading disinformation he's talking about. Okay, let's continue.
We are asking everyone to shelter in place, and so we would hope that everyone would stay indoors until they hear otherwise from official City of Providence channels. In this day and age, we know there will be misinformation available online, and so please, when it comes to official updates, updates with regard to the shelter in place and other updates, go to the City of Providence's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of our social media channels. It is clearly marked as the official City of Providence page so that you know you're getting the accurate and official update.
Wow. So they have to clarify that you need to go to the official City of Providence social media accounts because other social media accounts, even larger ones or fake accounts, will be spreading disinformation. And the root of the problem is now our president always spreading disinformation around these events. Remember on January 1st, it was the last day of 2024, first day of 2025, there was a really tragic car killing where a car drove through a parade. Donald Trump immediately claimed the guy was an undocumented immigrant, quote unquote illegal, yet he wasn't. Donald Trump was lying, as he always lies. The latest update as of 43 minutes ago is that the person of interest was detained over the Brown University shooting as of Sunday morning. This brings us on to later in the day. Donald Trump then goes to the Army-Navy game before his Christmas party later in the night. We will get to the Christmas party where this photo right here began to go viral of him looking quite rough with Dan Crenshaw and his party eye patch right there. But let's go back and see this clip of Donald Trump flipping a coin. Very embarrassing, very weird. We'll break it down after.
The coin today we will be tossing features the Army-Navy logo, which will be a head. The battle monument, which is a tail. Army, what is your call?
Tails.
Tails has been called. Mr. President, would you do the honor? It is tails. Army, you bring the toss.
What a really weird throw. Watch Jolly Good Ginger, friend of the show, break this down.
What the fuck was this? What the actual fuck was this? This dude doesn't even know how to flip a fucking coin. I swear to God, for the motherfucker you guys call the alpha male, he's so manly. He's so clearly fucking not. Like, do you know how much privilege and wealth you have to grow up in to not even know how to flip a fucking coin? So here's some context. The Army-Navy game is today. Me and my wife, who are both Army veterans, veterans came down to a local brewery just to watch the Army-Navy game. But of course, we couldn't watch the game without this fucking blowhard showing up and just ruining our fucking mood. As a side note, I want you guys to Google the history of authoritarians and fascists who always involve themselves in sporting events. If you notice, Blowhard is always pulling up to sporting events, and that has a lot to do with establishing yourself as a popular person, as someone who is the center of attention. That's why he keeps wasting government money to go to all of these sporting events. But I digress. You know what's worse than him not being able to flip a fucking coin? Is that when the referee was introducing him and the Army-Navy captains during the coin toss, he said, "Thank you, Mr. President, for your leadership and always caring about our service members." Clearly a MAGA cultist fuck who stole the opportunity at this game that's got nothing to do with his draft-dodging blowhard just to fucking lick his fucking tiny orange.
Okay. Thank you, Jolly Good Ginger, for the amazing breakdown. Friend of the show, Jolly. Someone says, if Joe Biden was incapable of flipping a coin and instead just sort of tossed it into the air, there would be approximately 11 billion stories in the press calling into question his basic motor skills. This comes at a time when we're getting photos like this from his Christmas party afterwards, looking rather rough in the background of this Dan Crenshaw photo. Someone even tweeted out, "Me on my first day of coin toss school," which I find really funny. Watching this clip and thinking that Donald Trump was on his first day of coin toss school is pretty funny, because if this is day one of coin toss school, man, he failed. Look at this. Just a weird, really odd throw. Also, Jake Tapper is finally calling into question Donald Trump's basic cognitive skills.
"We continue to see on President Trump's hand. Take a listen.
The president is literally constantly shaking hands. The Oval Office is like Grand Central Terminal. He is meeting with more people than any of you even know about on a daily basis. He's also on a daily aspirin regimen, which is something his physical examinations has said in the past as well, which can contribute to that bruising that you see."
So, David, first of all, we haven't seen bruising like this on the hands of other presidents who also presumably shake a lot of hands, or senators.
Probably more hands than this president.
Yeah, well, and not to mention members of the House, members of the Senate. The White House gave the same explanation for bruising back in July. Obviously, he's 79 years old, and there is something going on with his health that they're not telling us, because otherwise, why did he have that MRI?
Yeah, I mean, look, lack of transparency is a common theme throughout all of these discussions, and certainly on this. A lot of extraordinary things have happened. When the President of the United States has, an MRI and can't remember or name what part of the body the MRI was about, there are questions, there are issues here, and the question is whether the American people deserve to know.
Mind you, this was before the coin toss yesterday. To continue, I want to read some of these posts. Someone said, "Trump with one of the worst coin tosses I've seen, LMAO. Someone said, "Did you all see how Trump just did the coin toss at the Army-Navy game? It probably would have made a fantastic toss in a game of cornhole." Someone said, "A lot of people are saying it was the greatest. They said, 'Mr. President, we've never seen a coin flip as good as they have before.' Joe Biden, do you think Joe Biden could toss a coin like that?" Someone said, "Threw it up like he was attempting a layup. Trump at the Army-Navy game, he threw the coin in the air instead of flipping it. And the way he grabbed the coin after, like he was releasing a bald eagle into the wild." Actually, I could see that. It did look like he was releasing a bald eagle into the wild. He grabs the coin. I don't think this guy's ever even held a coin before. Look at this. I'm going to leave it there. But if you appreciate the videos on the Adam Mockler channel, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next one. Peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.